Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Quite possibly the worst episode yet. And I know we say that a lot, but this is actually potentially the one. We talk a little bit of shit about Drake here. And then at the end, there's some good tidbits about, you know, our thought processes on New Year's resolutions and such. The middle is just, we're sorry. Try and have a day.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans. It is episode, I have no idea, of the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast.
That's 78.
78, okay. Not my job to keep track of the episodes. I usually just show up and talk. I'm talking our way through the intro right now because our guy Drake.
He's not my guy.
You know, he's not my guy either, so he's not our guy. He's your guy.
He's the podcast guy, yeah. He's
the podcast guy. He didn't show up today. So
he just didn't come.
So we are recording this on Sunday night. We usually record on Sunday mornings, but Drake, you know, we had some issues this morning. Drake said, let's do it tonight after the games. Clue said, okay, we're ready to record. And Drake's drops the bomb. Oh shit. I'm a fuck up. I went to Topgolf.
Oh,
so it's the Kevin and Tyler show. It's I think our second episode, just us two.
Which, you know, there will be a spinoff eventually. We'll have our own show. We'll come up with a name.
I feel like we could have like the, you know, like that 50s style music. It's the Kevin and Tyler show.
And then we come in and we just talk.
Talk.
Which is what we're going to do now. I don't know. Drake said that he had a funny intro that was going to carry the conversation for tonight. This week is going to be one of those weeks where we might not, the Wash Up Walk-Ons might underproduce this week. Now, granted, I don't know what under or overproducing even means for us.
I mean, I feel like we already set the bar pretty low.
Yeah, it's usually pretty low. The problem is all the guys that we wanted to bring on, our target was Brady Ross. If you remember from last week, I said we wanted to get Brady Ross on today. Well, Brady somewhere, somehow, gained this sense of entitlement. He immediately graduated from the program and was no longer a Hawkeye, and his entitlement factor went up tenfold. And he decided that he doesn't want to come on until he's able to do it in person with Drake. They're good buddies. Brady will visit Drake out in Arizona sometime soon, hopefully, for Watch Up Walk-Ons Nation. And so we're not going to do him today. And because of that...
You know what we do have to do is we have to get on Minecraft and do a Twitch stream with Brady and Miguel.
That would be... well, yeah. That was
dude, so I played Minecraft with them for the first time this past week, and dude, they are something else, man. It's like, you guys talked about it in the episode with Miguel a little bit, it's like, once you get him talking and open up, he won't stop talking. He
does not stop.
He didn't talk for the first 2 years he was in the program, and then once he became cool with you and like kind of opened up, you could not get him to shut up. And he just goes on and on, but like, he's just so funny the way he talks, man.
Miguel is a boat out in the middle of the ocean that runs on water. That's all. It's what he is. No end in sight and unlimited fuel supply. Man, so we missed out on the B-Ross. The plan here, what we really need is Tristan and AJ to just tell us if they're going to the NFL or not. Because then we are able to contact them. We'll get them on the show.
See, our boy AJ took a little trip out to Vegas with some of the fellows after the Holiday Bowl win.
I did. I don't want to rat anybody out on anything, but I did see a few of the guys partying in Sin City.
You can't rat them out. They post the pictures on their Instagram. So
that's true. Not, that's true.
it's pretty out there.
Jack Corner and or Kerner. I still don't know how to say that guy's name.
Shout out Jack, former walk-on turned scholarship player.
Yep.
Savage. Has our sign still in his kitchen.
Yep. Good painting.
And our Christmas tree.
Reefer. Reefer was out there.
Mm-hmm.
A few other guys. And
so I saw him at Vegas. I'm like, yeah, I'd probably get Vegas too right now if I were him. About to played my last game. About to get an agent. He's going to give me a nice stipend. I'm going to get drafted in 3 months. That's probably the move I'd make too. Good for
you, agent. Quick $5 million plus signing bonus coming in the next 5 months. So it's whatever. But yeah, we want to get those guys on. Other than that, like I said, Drake said he was going to carry on this conversation. He was going to give us something good to talk about. The only thing that there really is to talk about is NFL football that happened today and yesterday. The first round of the playoffs happened.
Yes, they did happen.
The Titans ended up going into New England and beating Tom Brady and the Dynasty Patriots. And what else happened? Houston somehow came back and beat
the Mafia. Very upset about that.
The Bills Mafia.
Our boys Ike and Easy out there in Buffalo. We were pulling for them hardcore. It was looking great in the first half. Then they just couldn't get anything going offensively. Deshaun Watson makes some incredible plays, and damn.
Yeah, it was a tale of two games inside of that one game. The two halves were completely different. And so the Texans move on, the Titans move on, and then today, just recently, wrapped up the Seattle game. Seattle was able to hold off the Eagles, thanks to some help from Wentz getting hurt. Not sure it would have mattered. Russell Wilson's good in the playoffs. DK Metcalf is an absolute.
Dude, he's a grown man out there. He made some really impressive plays.
Dude's an absolute machine.
He looks like a machine, too. He doesn't look like a human being. He looks like he was, you know, created in a factory somewhere.
Some of those NFL DBs are also, like, they're some dudes, okay? And
they're not even dudes, man. They look like androids out there. Like, they look like the fucking Master Chief from Halo out there.
Right. And so some of these NFL DBs, they ain't small. You walk into a room with them, they're like 6'2", 6'3", some are 6'4", pushing 210, 220. Earl Thomas was like 235 pounds, I think.
Oh, yeah, he was a big boy.
And DK Metcalf makes these guys look like little boys because he can run the same speed except for he is a monster truck. And Russell
Wilson.
He
can get up, too. He made that one catch at the end of the game to basically seal it. He got up there.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I don't know how you guard that.
The fact that Russell has him and Lockett as weapons, that's dangerous. They could beat anybody on a given night.
Yeah, I mean they're out there with their fourth string running back today too.
Wild, Marshawn Lynch just out there. That Homer kid he's okay.
Marshawn Lynch was literally tailgating in the streets 3 weeks ago, just ripping shots before games.
Just the dumbest.
Now he's in the playoffs in the divisional round. You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
That guy's an absolute legend. And the earlier game today was the Saints versus the Vikings. A fantastic game. Taysom Hill is one of the most fun football players to watch.
Dude, tell me there can't be anyone in the league who has more fun than him playing football. He literally gets to do everything. He gets to play quarterback, he gets to play running back, he gets to play receiver, he gets to go run down on kicks. Like,
yeah,
he gets to do everything.
He starts,
he gets to do all the fun stuff.
He starts on kick and KOR.
Yeah. It's like, stupid. It's stupid. He gets to do all the fun stuff. Like, I am literally more jealous of him than any other guy in the league.
When they put him in at quarterback, he's full go. If you've got it, send it. Like, he threw like a 50-yard pass.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was a great college quarterback. He could play quarterback.
As a whole, the Saints have the best quarterbacks in the league by far. As a
1, 2, and 3, no question.
They have two starting quarterbacks as their second and third string quarterbacks. Taysom Hill is an NFL starter.
Who would you start him over? You got all 32 teams.
Jameis Winston threw 30 interceptions this year.
Hey, he also threw 30. Touchdowns, baby.
Taysom Hill would throw 30. He would have a better ratio. Now, the hard part about Taysom Hill, and it's tough because Lamar's doing it, but it's very hard to play that style and last a long time in the NFL.
Well, yeah, of course. The hits are going to wear.
Taysom Hill is the white Lamar Jackson, except for Lamar doesn't play kickoff and kick return.
So when it comes to quarterback, he's the Walmart version of Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, he's the Walmart version.
But the Walmart version you can also use as so many other things.
It's just so weird because you watch him run like a route out at like in the slot too, and it's like, why do you look like a receiver? But then when you get put in at quarterback, you look like a quarterback. You look like a running back when you pull it down to run.
I mean, he's put together pretty well too.
Yeah, he looks like a linebacker when he plays special teams. It's just they might as well line him up at punter. And just see if he can kick it. And that way they can cut their punter. Sorry, Morstead. You're one of the best in the league. You just cut Morstead. You open up an entirely new roster spot because Taysom Hill can coach and play and own the team all at the same time.
Yeah, dude. He's fun. He's fun to watch this year, especially this year. They opened up the playbook a little bit for him this year.
Right. And so, unfortunately, in the end, the Saints lost, if you guys didn't watch the game.
That's all right though. Our man Jaleel's out there for the Vikings.
Jaleel.
I'm okay.
Jaleel, get your pads down.
Yeah, I heard that about five times at practice when Coach Wallace was with the D line. Jaleel, get your pads down.
And no one has a name like Jaleel. At least no one on our team did. So you just every time you hear that name, it just kind of catches your ear, even if you're not paying attention. It's like, oh boy, what'd Jaleel do again? Story about Jaleel. Our freshman year, I mean, I'm talking, I've been in Iowa City for 4 days. We get carted off to the side of the Marriott. We take a freshman year picture. 3 days later, we're in the first couple camp practices. I'm getting driven to practice in between Brett Van Sloten and Brandon Sheriff and me in one van. That's it. It's just us three. Two of the biggest offensive linemen we had at the time, two of the biggest leaders on the team at the time. I had no idea. I mean, they they saw me, they saw that I was small, and they thought, oh, there's a guy that they could grab, put in the van, and we're able to leave because we filled our van up. I would run the second team, obviously, as Casey Kreider was the first team snapper. I would run the scout team PAT for the PAT field goal block unit. And so Jaleel was on that unit and also on the unit against, you know, lining up across from me on the second team, just scout team look for when we just did PAT field goal. And so like for 7 minutes of practice, Jaleel and Carl Davis would be right across the nose, like nose tackle area from me. And they would just talk mad shit about how they were going to run through me. Jaleel would fuck with the ball in my hands. Like that's not legal. You can't like, I need to be able to hold the ball. And I was just terrified as a young 19-year-old, 5'10", 210-pound white kid.
Good story. Good story. You, yeah.
Jaleel scared me, but Jaleel, he's probably just one of the biggest kids you ever meet.
Jaleel's a funny dude, man. He is. Yeah. Yeah, we're still not sure where he's from, if he's from New York or...
Yeah, he claims Chicago, New York, where else?
There's one other place.
He would claim three different cities.
Yeah, like, it's like every camp, like, KF makes every guy stand up, say, hey, what's your position, where are you from, what year are you? And I swear to God, it changed every year for Jaleel. It was like, Jaleel Johnson from Brooklyn, New York, next year, Jaleel Johnson from Chicago.
I'm pretty sure KF at one in camp in one of those meetings, kind of like, you know, that segment ended of our meeting, and then KF was kind of looking at his notes, ready to start like what he wanted to talk about next, and he kind of looked up with a smile on his face and goes, "Now, Jaleel, where are you from anyway? Where are you actually from, Jaleel?" Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is... follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is what happens when a guy goes to Topgolf and forgets that we have a side job that we do for free and just ditches us. I don't know what else to talk about. We were going to maybe touch on some Hawkeye sports. The Hawks lost in basketball yesterday to Penn State in a very close game. But the Hawkeye basketball team is really good. I mean, they're a tournament team.
Absolutely.
A lot of issues health-wise and just other random stuff going on with them, but they continue to fight and really put out great efforts every time they go out on the court. Thought it was interesting. J-Bo was tweeting during the game.
So, yeah, I'm guessing I wasn't able to watch. Was he on the sidelines or was he not allowed to go?
Like you would think that they would take him, right?
Right. I'm not really familiar with that. It would be good to have a basketball player on and tell us. It's like, is there a travel squad for the basketball team? I always felt like everyone went.
Like everyone just goes, right? But
right.
There's no like if he's on the bench, there's no way he's tweeting. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
So that was interesting. And like I said, Hawks couldn't get it done, but we got some guys. We got a couple dudes on the basketball team. Garza's insane.
Garza's going off this year.
Yeah, and they're fun to watch. Iowa Wrestling at Midlands.
Killed it.
They set the team record in points.
They did. Yeah, we had a bunch. I think we had five champs.
Five champs, seven finalists.
Dude, the Hawks, they're scary, man. I can't wait. Dual season starting up right now.
We're going to have to get
I forget where we go this week, but next week we got Nebraska coming. I think that's a week from Saturday. Nebraska's coming to town, then Ohio State, then Penn State's coming up. Ooh, boys. Juicy. Juicy. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Juicy, and I mean, we should be looking at some national champions, I think.
I'm hoping for at least three national champions and
a team championship.
Trophy. Absolutely. Yeah.
Would be absolutely elite. And as far as anything else goes in Hawkeye world, we're kind of waiting for this break to get over the gives people some time off after this bowl game. It's only a little over a week since the Hawks beat the Trojans. And so these guys that we want to bring onto the podcast, we got a couple others lined up. A few others that are former Hawks from years ago, not just this past year's seniors. We do plan on getting Kittle back on the podcast. We plan on bringing back the guys that we've had on that are our good buddies. We're going to bring Ikey back on, talk about his time with the Bills this season. We're going to get Easley on for his own episode. We're going to get Josie back on.
Hey, Josie, shout out Josie.
Shout out Josie Jewell. He's officially a dad.
The last episode we had, we found out the morning of. Clue was like, do we tell people? I'm like, no, you probably shouldn't spoil it for the dude's firstborn child. Yep, Josie had a kid last week, Rowan Jewell. Shout out to Josie for being the first dad in the Benton Street Boys.
That's, Josie is an absolute father, and that kind of blows my mind when I think about it.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's wild. Yikes.
I feel like we're just – I still feel like we're way too young.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me. And we'll bring those guys on. Neiman, though he was with us in the Kansas City episode, after the Chiefs are done playing this year, we're going to get Ben on for his own episode. We're going to get Gervais on for his own episode. All of these guys that we should have gotten a long time ago. Love to get some of the other guys, the older guys that we don't know really, but like Yonda, Micah Hyde, would love to get some of those guys on, talk about the veterans' perspective and kind of where they're at in their careers. But that's kind of the plan moving forward.
Let's get a random fan on here. I feel like that would be fun.
I had another idea of doing, maybe running a contest and getting like 5 or 10 fans, and then like giving them the code to the meeting room.
10 fans. How many fucking people you want on this?
Just
thing?
Bring them on for a quick second, like thank them for being a fan, have them ask one question, and then they're bounce them out of here. You know, run them through like a live call-in kind of deal.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I can mute people who come in, so I can kind of control things.
Who gave you that authority?
The fact that we're running this on my account. Well, definitely not giving Drake that authority.
I feel like you're underutilizing that authority a lot. I mean, Drake should be muted like 90% of the time.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then the other thing was today, the idea for maybe the second episode of this week, because we're lacking for the week in content, was I was going to throw together like a mashup of the best of 2019. And a lot of people didn't understand what I was asking for. A lot of people thought that we're going to do a completely new episode with new content. And I was asking for like ideas and topics to re-go over and put together in one big episode.
Our least shitty episodes, basically.
I was basically asking for like, what was the time that we made you laugh the hardest? Give us that like 3-minute clip, and I'll piece like a bunch of like, you know, 15 to 23, 4-minute conversations together and make like a best of Wash Up Walk-Ons 2019. Stuff that we'd already talked about, just a bunch of material we already have put out that would be pieced together into like a, I'm sure I could do like a Drake. Someone did get the question. They asked for just a meat compilation. They just want all the times that we said something about meat. That would just be filthy. But yeah, I mean, that's, you got a host of a show, calls himself a washed up walk-on, and goes and forgets that we had a podcast episode, and goes to Topgolf, leaves us hanging to do the Kevin and Tyler show. I don't know. What else you got? Anything?
No, man. It's almost a sad time of year. There's only 3 college football games left in the entire year. It's, yep. We got Miami, Ohio versus UL Lafayette tomorrow.
Just a banger of a game, right? Just
an absolute banger. I have no idea why they play so late.
That's so trash. Playing on the 6th, get home on the 7th. Realistically, your break starts on the 8th, and you're probably going back to school
a week later.
Maybe, hopefully not next Monday. Like, you're probably going back next Monday.
Probably, because Iowa usually our break starts later and ends later. So right. They're probably going back next week. That sucks balls.
So you get a 5-day break. The Hawks are going to get like 2.5-3 weeks versus a 5-day break. That is so trash.
Yeah. Let's see what else. We got James Madison versus North Dakota State in the FCS championship. That's Saturday. Looking forward to it. I think it should be a good game. North Dakota State's actually underdogs in that game.
Really?
Interesting, right?
Wow. Those two teams are basically it in that division. They always end up cream rises to the top. They're good. Those two teams are very similar to Iowa in that division of football. Like, they always seem to do things right. They have a culture established.
Oh, you I've got so much respect for North Dakota State.
Yeah,
that's a tough football team that, you know, just plays good football, does things the right way, doesn't make mistakes, and lets other teams beat themselves. Plus, they're extremely talented too.
Yeah, they have good players.
Honestly, like, if they joined the Big Ten next year, they would not be the worst team.
No, they'd beat Rutgers.
They beat the Hawks in 16. So,
wow. Yep. Don't remember that, but I was so pissed that day.
Oh,
actually,
well, who wasn't?
That day was completely ruined.
You don't fucking say.
Yeah. No, I do say. The next day was maybe one of the more somber days in the complex.
Losing the first game of the year always sucks, especially bad.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not much, man. That Clemson spread is staying at +6 versus LSU. The over-under is at like 70. So I'm thinking Clemson and the under, to be honest, but.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I think LSU is we talked about this last episode. I think LSU is the better team, but to give Clemson, the team that's won like 29 straight games, now 6 points.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Hard to bet against it, man.
Before we leave, part of the reason that we were a little delayed in the morning, which then pushed it back into Drake having an issue because of the games and stuff, was you were working this morning. A little Sunday work action. How was that? How was that for you? Some guy get in a car accident and break his femur or something?
Yeah, we had to put some stuff back together. No big deal. Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we do. We put stuff back together.
You're just a human band-aid. You just fix it.
Mechanic.
Human mechanic. Okay. All right. Well, that is it. I promise if Kevin and I ever do break off, not necessarily break off, but just add another show weekly.
Or kick Drake off.
And kick Drake off. The show would not be this boring on a consistent basis because we'd be prepared. But this is what happens. It's 7:30 at night, and that's it.
Chicken and rice for the week?
No, I have to make the chicken tomorrow. I got the afternoon shift tomorrow, so in the morning I'll wake up and make my food. But
Sunday night, meal prep night for me every night. Chicken and rice, veggies.
Chicken and rice, baby.
Chicken and rice, baby.
Haven't told the podcast listeners what I'm doing for February, so that'll be some content as well that they can follow along on Instagram and Twitter with. But I'll talk about that at a later episode.
Any New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions for me. I want to read a book a month. I'm not a huge reader, but I do enjoy if a book is good and I'm into it, then I love reading. But if it's not like at a certain level, then I just can't do it. I'm a huge like.
What you reading now?
So I got a few books on the docket. I got a book called "Mistakes Were Made, But Not by Me." It's a book about kind of like psychology and why we have.
Sounds like the opposite of extreme ownership.
Yeah, it's about a lot of the same stuff. It's the psychology behind like why we can't take the blame and why we always pass it off, why we always think we're right and stuff like that. And then I have a Tim Ferriss book, 4-Hour Work Week. And then a book.
I've heard that one's good.
Yeah, and then a book about fasting that I also got for Christmas. And those are the first three that I'll hit this year. So read one book a week or one book a month. I want to do a gallon of water a day, which really isn't a New Year's resolution. It's just continuance of like just something I strive to hit. And I might do like, I don't know, 50 burpees a day or something like that. Minimum.
Nice. So
that's it. I'm not a big resolution guy. If you're not going to, if it takes the start of a new year for you to shift, and don't take offense to this, which you probably already did as I started to say that sentence. But you need to find a long-term inspiration instead of a short-term motivation. For y'all that are sitting there wondering, how do I hit these new goals? How do I change in a behavior one way or the other? In my personal opinion, find a long-term inspiration, something that's going to get you up and motivated every day on the long term, and not just like, oh, I saw somebody post this on Instagram, I'm motivated for the next 20 minutes to go do something. And if it takes one of those things where it's like, oh, it's the new year, I'm going to start my gym routine, I'm going to start my diet, and that's what it takes for you to actually get up and do something, even if it like does get you to do it for 2 to 3 months and then you just fall off the rest of the year, I'm just not that kind of guy. Like, if I would have found something new to do on December 28th, I would have started it December 28th. I'm not going to wait to start it. So that's kind of my mindset. You?
Oh, I don't have any New Year's resolutions. Kind of like you, I don't really believe in them. Yeah. Like you said, it's just another day. You turn the page on the calendar and there's nothing really special about why you should change your life on that day. You should change your life the day you want to change your life. So again, motivation is fickle. If you follow along with Jocko Willink and his teachings, it's all about discipline. So yeah, I don't have any New Year's resolutions because
the count is zero.
I just do what you gotta do to be successful every day. It's as easy as that.
Don't be soft is a good way of putting it. And if you need the first of the year to change your life, you're soft. All right, that's it. Wash Up Walk-On's out. Kevin and Tyler, everybody tweet a bunch of shit at Drake. Worst host ever. Hashtag kick Drake off the show. Hashtag Drake sucks.
Hashtag where is the walk-on? Hashtag.
That's it.
Hearts don't, Drake.
Yeah, hearts don't have stars. That's it. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.